Today's daf in Masechet Arachim, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Chof Chet. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah right up at the top. Macharim Adam Mitzono Umi V'Karo Umi Avadav Umi Shifchotav Akna'anim Umi Steyach V'Zato. Now a person is able to be Macharim. Macharim is a type of Hekdesh where you are Mesalek your ownership and it becomes taken over by the Beit HaMikdash. And it goes, we'll see, there's a machloket where the Stam Charamim go to the Berek Abayit, or Stam Charamim go to the Kohanim. But in any event, you can only be machrim some of your flocks, some of your herds, some of your avadim kananim, or your shivchot, shvachot kananiot, some of your sodot. But if you are machrim any of those classes entirely, it's not mukharam. It's not chal. Einam mukharamim divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So says Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah adds, you know, mayim legavoyin adam reshei lachrim kol nechasav. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow you to have a way to be machrim everything that you own, even to the Beit HaMikdash, so someone should learn from that a very important lesson. A person should not waste his money.
Why isn't the same thing true of being matish in the
chassid? It just isn't. It works in a completely different way. It has different dinim.
Wait, but for that you're not chassid. I mean, the maaser you're.
You could give everything away as everything away.
Right, but the idea over here is that your chirim is taking a loss. That's the point. That's what's called chirim. Basically, let it. Go to hell. That's the truth. Just to say, well, you're machrim something. Mm-hmm. You're machrim the ear. It's like we have misalik ourselves from it completely. So there, you actually have no connection to it. And it's lo yimacher, lo yigael, and it's like you're totally out of the picture. So it's there that the Torah chooses to teach you this idea.
So
the Gemara is going
to
ask.
As opposed to Hekdesh.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not true. It does apply. We'll see, and that's goof at some of the machloket in the Mishnah here, is nogea takanat dusha, which is not to give even to charity more than one fit, but that's what we're going to get to in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, how do you know that the Torah doesn't give you the option of big makrim everything? Where's Rabbi Eliezer get this from? You know what I mean? The Tana Rabbanan, it says, ach kol cher, asher yacharim, ish la'ashem mikol asherlo, mikol, mi adam. So there it says, so that means only miko. You can only take some of it, but not kol asher lo. So it's me adam, not all of the adam. So you don't have the right to give all of the adam. Now, we're also going to darshan mi behema. So some take this out because in the pasuk it doesn't say mi behema. It says uveima, but lemaisa, we'll see later on, the Gemara does have a drasha from behima, so that it could be that the me is in miadam uveima, so to speak, is the way to understand it. Miadam uveima means from Adam and from behima. And mi steyachuza, not all of his steyachuza. So yochol o yacharim, you may think that the Torah is telling me not to do it, but if you did do it, it would work. Imecharim yumuchramim. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says ach kol cherem. Ach kol cherem means that it's a miut, so that you shouldn't think that it's similar to Hegdish if you did it in any other way. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ma im legavoyin adam reshei lachrim kol nechasav. So alachav kama v'kama shei adam chasam nechasav. Now, first let's take the opening of the Braita. And darshan, all of these, why do we need all of these words? Because tzricha. Let's say the Torah would have said, mi kol asher lo, but you can't give everything you own. Okay, so it's saying, you can't give everything that you own, but you could certainly give one class of objects. I'm giving away all my animals. That would be okay. I'm giving away all my avadim. So min echad l'chrei kule. Therefore, kotav rachmona mei adam. Velo kol adam. And let's say it would have said me adam. I would say, okay, you know, an adam, And how's a person supposed to live without having a valet? I mean, that's impossible. That's not even a life. But, I mean, a soda, there's ways to make a living. I mean, sakale bidisturan, you could always go, and you could become an aris, make a deal, you know, take half the profit, whatever. But, I mean, to live without an ebed is nuts. What, are you supposed to actually do your own laundry? I mean, that's crazy. I would say, okay, listen. I mean, you can't live without an ebed. And you got to make a living out of your field. So I understand the Torah doesn't want you to be thrown to the wolves. But, I mean, metaltala, you want to give away your TV set, all of your TVs. I mean, maybe that would be okay.
Good idea.
So, likramine kule. So, therefore, I need to know, mikol, no, whatever it is, you can't, mikol ashalo, you can't give away even the metaltala. Hey, you know, you explained everything except the part about Behema. You didn't say mi Behema, lamali. Ah, that's something else he did. Look at it, Tanya. Yocho yacharim adam, beno ubito, avdo v'shivchato ha'ivriyim. You might think that you could also be machrim, your son and your daughter, your eved ivri, your ama ivriya, a soda that you bought, Talmud Omar Behema. That's why it says Behema, ma Behema yesh lo reshut lo mochra, afko yesh lo reshut lo mochra. Only the things that you're able to sell. What do you mean? I thought you can sell your daughter. So why isn't that included? You should be able to makrim her too. Talmud Omar Behema. No. A Behema is not the pshat. You could sell her until the Behema gets to be 12 years old. I mean, a Behema you sell, that's it. But here, Yosek Behema, Yeshua Rashut Labokra Lo Olam, that's a pshat. You want to be makrim something, then it has to be something that's yours, not that you have rights to for a while. So too, Kosh Yeshua Rashut Labokra Lo Olam. Marshank and all of these things, you don't really have the benefits of ownership.
He's giving the thing or the value of the thing?
The thing. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And I understand, is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah adding something? I mean, obviously, the Torah is saying you can't even give away anything to Hekdesh, no? So what's he adding that a person should be chas? I mean, is that like a positive way of looking at it, a person should be chas. So what is the difference between him and the Tanakhama? I'm a Tanakhama? No. There's a big difference. Ikebenah de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar points out the Takanat Husha, which was one of the places that Sanhedrin was gola to before the Churban of the Beit Sheni. So they made a takana over there. The takana is that somebody who wants to give away a lot of money to tzedakah is not allowed to give away more than 20% of his money. That we learn out from Yaakov Avinu. Kol asheri aser asenu. Aser is one maaser, asenu is another maaser. Two maasers is a fifth. And there was a maaser where somebody actually, one of the Talmid HaChachamim, wanted to give away more than 20% of his holdings. He wanted to give away to tzedakah. His friends did not allow it to happen. And the one that didn't allow it to happen, the one who took charge of that was Rabbi Yesheva. Or some say actually it was Rabbi Yesheva who tried to give away his money. It was Rabbi Akiva. Stopped him from giving away more. So that is what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying. Listen, you have to be chas. You have to be actively chas. It's not just imagine. Like, look, when it comes to the cherem, if you leave one item behind of a class, you can give 90%. But I'm telling you that even that's wrong. You have to learn to be chas.
Mevazvez
means you.
To waste.
No, that's a more modern usage, but Mevazvez is just to scatter about.
And why is giving tzedakah called Mevazvez?
You're prejudiced because of the modern usage of Bizbutz. It's called just like a overly enthusiastic spreading things, throwing your money around.
That's what the
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, to me it doesn't mean anything. It's Russian buzz, mm-hmm. Right? So Mevazvez, throw it around, you know, fine. Mm-hmm. You know, you want 90% of my money, that's fine. But it isn't fine. That's what we're saying. It's the opposite of chas. Chas is to care. Mm-hmm. Buzz is to view as being cheap, meaningless. Literally, chas hamamono is not to be mebazvez. It's exactly this lotion. Boz is not to be chas. It's to cheapen it. Yes, our president. Hamacharim b'no b'to avdo shivchato ivriim stei mignato. Somebody goes and he's machrim things that he doesn't really own. Inam muhramim. He doesn't own his son. He doesn't own his daughter, because even the right to sell her zvam ivri is not ownership. She's yotzev simanim. He doesn't own an eved ivri. It's not his property. It's just basically a long term working for deal. And a stei mignato he bought for somebody else. He doesn't own. So you can't be machrim something that isn't yours. Hakohanim v'alavim ein machrimim, divrei Rav Yehuda. So according to Rav Yehuda, it's impossible for either a kohen or a levi to be able to macharim anything. Whereas Rabbi Shimon omer hakohanim ein machrimim. That's only true of kohanim, I understand. But that's because what would be the point of being machrim something if the Torah says the haramim go to the kohanim? So then it makes sense. If it goes to the kohanim can't get rid of it, so they can't do a cherub. But Leviim, why shouldn't they be able to be machrim in acharamim shalahem? Or my Rebbe, you know what? Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda b'karka. Rebbe Yehuda seems to be right about a karka, that a Levi also cannot be machrim. But not for the reason that it says. Of course not his, but it's a pasuk. It says, ki achuzat olam ilahem. So whatever is given to the Leviim of the Sadot around the Arei Leviim is theirs forever. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has signed it to you by divine fiat, there's nothing you can do about it. It's yours. But when it comes to Metaltalim, where it's not assigned to you over there, it seems that Rabbi Shimon would be correct. Because why shouldn't they be able to be Machrim? After all, the Charamim are not theirs, like would make sense by the Kohanim, that they shouldn't be able to have Metaltalim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, what exactly is it that Rabbi Yehuda is saying? So Bishlama, we understand the Kohanim, he's right. Kohanim are not Machrim because the Haramim go back to them. That's true about Karka, it's true about the Tmetat. Leviim, I understand that he's right about Karka, or at least why he says it, they can't be Machrim because the Torah said you can't be Machrim. Zachuzat alami layim. But why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Metaltalim cannot be Muhramim by a Levi? Why not? I mean, there's no, you can't say Shaharamim Shalahim. Oh, that's because, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's Gzirata Katuv, because of a Hekesh. The Torah compares Omar Krom Mikola Sherlo, which is Metaltalim, to Misteach Uzato, which is a Karka. So it's Makish Metaltalim a Karka. If the Torah told you that there's no way to be machrim the karka, then by definition there's no way to be machrim at all. And what's Rabbi Shimon's logic? I mean, kohanim, fine, I understand. There's no way they can be machrim. The karka, they can't be machrim even if it wouldn't be theirs, because the Torah said you have to keep it as an achuza. But the metaltalim, they can't be machrim, anyway it goes to them. But levim, metaltalim, okay, I understand. Metaltalim, they can be be machrin because there's no hekesh of karka, but karka. I mean, the karka, it says achuzat olam nilayem. So how can you argue about the fact that Torah assigned the orei alaviim, the migrashei ha-orei alaviim to the levim? Answers the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon never meant to argue about the karka. Of course, levim cannot be machrin. He was talking about metaltalim. My machramim nami de kamer, he means metaltalim. How could you say he means metaltalim? Read the end of the Mishnah. Omar Rebbe. Rebbe says, I think Rebbe Yehuda is right, nirinti for Rebbe Yehuda when it comes to karka. But I think Rebbe Shimon is right when it comes to metaltalim, because of his logic. So, I mean, obviously that means that they argue across the board. And the Rebbe Shimon was arguing even about karka, and he held that karka also, levim could be met, it could be machrim, except the Rebbe says, I think he's right only about metaltalim. You misunderstand what Rebbe was saying. Rebbe was saying, not what I think, but he was coming goofy to explain what they're arguing about. Rebbe is saying, nir'in divrei Rebbe Yehuda l'Rebbe Shimon. Rabbi Shimon also agrees that Rabbi Yehuda's words are nirin by karkaot. Because even Rabbi Shimon never meant to argue on him about karka, lo nechalak alav elabim metatalim. But when it comes to karkaot, He's also modern that a Levi indeed is in a matzav where the Torah does not allow him to play games with the ownership of his karka. It's achuzat olam. We're coming out that everybody agrees that when it comes to karka, the Torah was mechadesh, both a Levi and a Kohen has no ability to be machrim. It's his. That's by divine fiat. This is yours. When it comes to metatel, the machlokas is whether we are makish metatel etem karkoi, because the pasuk says bikol and misedei, or whether we're not makish, and each class is kept separate. That's the machlokas. But by karkaot, there's no machlokas. Om Rav Chiya Bar Avin, if someone was machrim metatelim, he can give those metatelim to any kohen that he wishes. Shenemar kol cherem b'Yisrael l'choyeh means to Aaron. So obviously, Aaron represents here all the kohanim. So that means that any kohen that gets it is basically Aaron.
Doesn't have to be
distributed among all the kohanim or dafke the kohanim in the mishmar. But if he's machrim his sodeh, it can only go to a kohen in the mishmar. Shenemar, where do we see this from? Because this Torah says, Vayaha sadebet setob yovel by steachuza. Very strange thing. By steachuza, it says, it shall be kodesh la'ashem ki steacherem. What in the world? What are we using steacherem as a dogma, your model, for what the din is of steachuza? So it says over here, steacherem la'kointi achuzato. We learn out that word, la'kointi achuzato. You know where we found that word before? By Gezel Ager. By Gezel Ager, which is the case, somebody stole money from a ger. Normally, the din is you steal money from a ger when you make a shvua. You state the kaifa bibikadan. So the halacha over there is normally, if it wouldn't have been a ger, you go and you pay back, and if the person is no longer alive, you pay back his heirs. But what if he doesn't have an heir? He's a ger, and he never had children as a Jew. So now we got real problem. He doesn't have a father because he's a ger. Doesn't have any relatives because he's a ger. So there the din is that you pay the money back, but it goes to the kohen. La kohen. He uses the same lashon. Hashem ha-mushav la-Hashem la kohen. Okay, so by gezel ager, it goes dafka, and we're going to see how we know that. It goes dafka to the kohen that is in the mishmar when you are coming now to be mechaper. So here too, it's dafka, the kohen, that is in the mishmar of the cherem. How do we know that that's true? By Gezel Ager, hatamin alam, the Tanya. Take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, im ein le'ish go'el, referring to a ger, who else could it be? So then, ha'ashem ha'mushav la'ashem la'kohen, and it adds the words, milvad el ha'kipurim asher yukhaper alav, because you have to also bring a korban asher. Now, that's very interesting. Because, I mean, the money that's being given to Kohen, okay. I mean, obviously, Levad, why I think that there's a patur of an Asham for some reason. By anybody else's Asham, here is not an Asham. So why does the Torah say that? So first, we're Madaic like this. It says, La Hashem La Kohen. So what does that mean? La Kona'o Hashem V'netano La Kohen Shboto Mishmar. It means that Hekdesh is Kohen of this, and then gives Mishulchan Gavoah to the Kohen. Wait, hold on a second. I love the way you got in those words boto mishmar without proving it. Ata omer lakoin boto mishmar. How do you know it doesn't mean any kohen? Oh, I know ela lakol kohen shir tse. Ah, that's the point of milvad ela kipurim. You see, as you omer milvad ela kipurim ashi yikupar bo alav. Who gets the ela kipurim? Obviously, the kohen that's doing the aveda. That's the kohen boto mishmar. That unnecessary comment is to show you that the mushav, the money, also goes to the kohen boto mishmar. Once we know the din of Gezel Ager, so then the same thing is true about the steacherim. How about a sodeh, a steachuza that we had before, is yoytzei in yoyvel? To which kohen does that go? Sodeh hayotza lekohani biyovel goes to the mishmar that happens to be on duty when Yovel comes out. So it's the Mishmar Shepagabo Yovel. Ah, but what happens if Yovel comes out on a Shabbos. So on a Shabbos, you have the first part of Shabbos is the Mishmar Yotzei. The second part of Shabbos is Mishmar Nichnas. Which Mishmar gets the Sadot? So what would be the din? Pargaba b'Shabbat, Mai.
What
was it? Omer Pia Barami. Mishmei de Chulfana. So he quotes over here, Chulfana. Mishmei de Chulfana means that the Lashon is probably supposed to be de Ulpana, as the Mefarshim change it. The Gros here says Ulpana. Ulpana means that I'm not, you know what? If I'd have to trace back where this comes from, it would be like 30 dirhams. I can't trace it back exactly. But it's a limud, and it was a Shmei de Gemara, essentially. So this is the way we were Makaba. That the din is, notna la mishmar hayotzei. You give it to the mishmar hayotzei, meaning the first mishmar, the one that had been there before. Om Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak, I'll prove it also in Braita. Tanya nami achi. If you analyze the halacha, that shvit is mishamet kesev only at the end of shmita, but yovel is mishamet karkaot. It gives back the karkaot at the end of at the beginning of yovel. So it turns out that since yovel follows shmita immediately, so you have shmitat ksafim and the Ashabat Karkaot on the same day, basically, within the same 24 hours. It's within moments of each other. So that's how it works out. So if that's the case, it means you go according to the beginning of Yovel. According to the beginning of Yovel, that's the Mishmar Yotzei. That proves it. So therefore, Echad Yovel, V'Echad Shvit, Mashamtin Kechad, it turns out that it boils down to the same instant, almost, that the money is now Mishumat, and the fields go back to who they belong to.
Is it a 10-day difference?
Ella, we're going to ask that. Ella b'sofa. So there, that's the only difference. What do you mean, Ella? That's the reason. It's not Ella. What are you saying? It's just that. It's because of that. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Adarabba, Mishoma Hachihu, that's the reason. It turns out to be the same day. If it wouldn't be that way, it would be a year apart. So what are you telling me, Ella? Sorry, okay, so say, Mipnei Sha'a Yovel, since the Yovel causes the Hashabbat Karkaot at the very beginning, and since Shemitah is B'Shamit at the very end, it boils down to happening at the same time. Hey, wait a minute, as Rabbi Yaakov asked, Shemitah, I understand, it's B'Sofa. So it says, B'Kate Sheva Shanim Ta'aseh Shemitah, but Yovel? Yovel is a B'Tchilato, Yovel is on the 10th of the month, that's Yom HaKippurimu. Dechtiv B'Yom HaKippurim, Ta'aviru shofar b'chol artzachem, and that's the beginning of Yovel. I just say, it's the same moment. It's 10 days apart. It's not the same moment. He answers the Gemara, it's going a libeder b'shvom, but not Rabbi Yochanan brokehu. Rehiv says that mirosh Hashanah hu dechayo Yovel. Yovel is chal on Rosh Hashanah. The din of to be ta'aviru shofar b'chol artzachem is to publicize, and now you have 10 days in which people get ready, the Avodim are ready to be freed, and then you make parties and give them in. And then there's the Tabiru, but the Iker Din of Yovel, that the Sadot belonged to the original guy, that happens immediately. At least Saliba, Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brok. So that's, I just described them, the Avodim are Yoshvim, and they make a party. Shoma Chizkiya bar Biluto. So Hiskia bar Biluto heard this nafkamina that we had on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Amr of Kiyah bar Avi, that a cherem of metalton could be given to any coin, and a cherem of sadais is given only to Oto Mishmar. And he was very struck by that. He went and told it over to Rabbi Abo. And he asked, I don't understand. Doesn't it put in the same posik, Li Kesh Metalton or Karkot? It says, Miko, which is metaltonic, and it says, Misteach Uzato. So how come it's not a Hekesh? So he answered him, what's your problem? It's a Machlokis Tanoim. That's the Mishnah. Remember that the whole Machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon ended up being whether we should be Makish Betatam the Karkot, right? That's what we ended up with. It wasn't dependent on any other Svara. So, okay, Ikeda Makish, Ikeda Lo Makish. We had the Machlokas Rebbe Yishimon, and Rebbe Yehuda is Makish, Rebbe Yishimon is not Makish. What are you tining on somebody, Rebbe Bar Ovin, that he holds Bedafka, that were not Makish, like Rebbe Yishimon? I mean, you can't ask a kash on him.
Your president.
Charmei Kohanim, Elan Pidyon. You and no longer have any rights. You're makrim. See, if you're makdish something, you can go to the gizbar and say, listen, it's makdish by TV said, and we can assess it. I'll pay the money. But once you're makrim something, it's the thing itself that is no longer yours. You have no rights to it. You are misulakt from it completely. There's no way for you to be poted. It goes directly to the, it's like truma. You're going to have truma, you're going to say to the Kohen, listen, I'll give you the money. It belongs to the Kohen. It's not yours, Bichlal. So it's the same as truma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, you should know that unless you said, I am machrim this to the Kohanim, the din would be that Stam Charamim would go to Berek Habayit, not to Kohanim. And Shinema Kol Cherem Kodesh Kodashim Ula Hashem. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, not true. The Stam Charamim of the Kohanim, because that was the whole moshel that we had before by Stei Achusa. It says, Kistei HaCherem LaKohen Ti Achusato. What is that telling you? That a Stam, Stei HaCherem, belongs to a Kohen Achusato. Ah, you'll ask me, so why does it say, Kol Cherem Kodashim Ula Hashem? That's a tremendous Kiddush. That comes to tell me that you can actually take something which is Kodesh Kodashim LaHashem, and you can be machrim it. What? How's that possible? You have a carbon that you're supposed to be bringing, you'll be machrim it instead. It's not even yours. So this is an extension of the Din of Charon. And here's what you do. What you do is, this teaches me chalo kachikachim al kachikal, which means that macharim adam et kedoshav. You can actually machrim a carbon. Ben kachikachim, ben kachikal. Now here's how it works. If this carbon is a netter, so you said, haray alai, I'm going to give this thing to the Beis HaMikdash. If anything happens to it, what's the din? You're fully responsible. If that's the case, for all intents and purposes, the full value of this animal is your chelik in it. Because you're going to have to keep replacing it until it goes to Hekdash. So if you say the chelik, then you have to pay the full value of the animal. If it's an adava, you never accepted responsibility. You just said, this cow is kodesh, right? Now, what is it worth to you? I'll tell you, you do have a chelik in it. Because if you said, this bull, I should say, because for an ayla, this bull is kodesh. You can find somebody, go over to him and say, listen, I'm bringing an animal to Hekdesh. I didn't say who it's for or anything. Would you like to have a schus of, by bringing it in your name, your honor? Well, over here, the guy's not chayev, so you're not bringing it from something that's...
He's the other guy, right?
There's no chayev, exactly. So the other guy... I want to make you an offer to bring a carbon that there's no reason for you to bring. If there was a reason for you to bring, you'd have to pay for it yourself. But over here, you can use something that's already kodesh. So let's bring it in your honor. I'll pay you 10% of its value. I wasn't thinking of bringing a carbon, but this is a nice opportunity, you know. So maybe I'll buy 10%, 3%, whatever it is. The second guy. This is the tovatana'a that the owner has in it. That's what he gives. So no tena tovatan. If he says, shor ze ola, how is that tovatan? The tovatan is, how much would a person be willing to use this shor to bring it as an ola? Afa pishen rishai. The word rishai does not mean allowed. Rishai means that this is his allowance, meaning it's his chiyuv. It's a different use of the word rishai. So even though he's not chayev in the carbon, you're making him an offer to bring a carbon for no reason. That would be the point.
About the second guy?
It's being brought in his honor. For him. Now, a Bukhar. Somebody asked whether we could dedicate the Kleenex here with the, you know. Yeah. Bukhar. How about a Bukhar? I mean, a Bukhar is a Chiev already. So what Chalif do you have in a Bukhar? Truth is, you can be machrim a bechor, whether it's a tam or whether it's a bal mum. How? I'll tell you, very pushy. Ketzer podim oto. There we figure a guy, a Yisrael, has a bechor, right? So now he has value in it. Because if a non-Kohen who has a grandson or a nephew who's a Kohen himself can't do this because then it's like a Kohen misayeh bebeit agronot. A Kohen is not allowed to influence the decision about who you're going to give it to. Yeah. Anything, the bechor. So, yeah, because that is like a Kohen misayeh bebeit agronot. But suppose a Yisrael has a grandson who's a Kohen, or his sister married a Kohen, wants to give it to his nephew. He's a good uncle. So he goes over to a guy who has a bechor. He says, listen, I have a grandson. My daughter married a Kohen. And I'll pay you $10 to give this $200 bechor to my grandson.
That's
a tovat hana'ah, because you have a right to give it to his grandson. Mm-hmm. So that $10 is what you are machrim. It's either to give it leben bito or leben achoto, as long as he himself is not the Kohen. Macharim adam mitzono mitkoro miavadav mishivchotav aknanim umishayachuzato. But if mechrim et kulam, einam mechramim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. This teaches you. Mayin legavoa, ein adam rashai lachrim kol nechasav. Al chad kama vekama sheyada b'chas al nechasav. Minon emili, the Tana Rabbanan, mi kol asher lo, but lo kol asher lo. Mi adam, velo kol adam. Now, it doesn't really say mi beima, so some take this out. Which is a miut, one type of thing, min echad, he could be machrim kule. Katavrach on a me'adam, velo kol adam. I katavrach on a me'adam, that's because how are you supposed to live without somebody working for you? Avos sada, you can get along with a little arrangement of sharecropping, bedisturan, v'yashmin and hanitar, they would say, okay, but both of these things are absolutely essential to life, having a butler and having a field. Can't you do without a TV set? Therefore, tzriche. Hey, wait a minute. You never explained the word beima. You didn't explain. Oh, that's the kiritanya. Yocho yacharim adam b'no b'to abdo v'shivchato ivriyim sdei miknato tomu domar beima. Just like a beima is something that you have reshut to be mocha, of course, yesh lo reshut lo mocha. Well, wait a minute. Bito aktana yesh lo reshut lo mocha. So maybe over there yocho yacharimena. No, it's completely like Behema. Behema is Yeshu Rishud L'mokra Lo'olam. Of course, Yeshu Rishud L'mokra Lo'olam. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, im legavoin adam rashai, what's he adding? Haina Tanakama. Ah, big difference. Ben Hika ben Ad Rabbi Lot. Dom Rabbi Lobu Usha Hitkinu. Hamivazvez, ayivazvez yoter michomesh. Maase be'achat shebikesh levazvez yoter michomesh. Velo inichu lo chavirav. Umanu, Rabbi Yesheva, but some say it was actually Rabbi Yesheva who wanted to be, and lo inicho kavirav, and that was a reference to Rabbi Akiva. Hamacharim, but no bito avdo v'shivchato ivrim, stay miknato, enan muhramim, she'en adam makrim, davar she'en ar shalom, if you're suffering beima. Hakohanim v'alaviyim, en makrimim, div Rabbi Yuda. Rabbi Shimon omer, hakohanim en makrimim, but that's because of haramim shalayim. But alaviyim machrimim sheina charamim shalem. Omar Rabbi nirin dev Rabbi Yehuda bekarkaot shenamar chayachuzat olam hilahem, and that includes the Leviim. But what Rabbi Shimon said makes more sense with metatolin because eina charamim shalem. And there, why in the world would they not be able to be macharim if they're a Levi? Rabbi Yehuda, Bishop of Kohanim, I understand. A Kohen can't be Machrim because his logic is that the Charamim Shelahim. Levim, okay, I understand the part about the Karkaot for the other reason, because it says Achuzat Olam. But why can't Levian be machrim et atalim? There's nothing to prevent that. It's not theirs, and there's no pasuk that says that it's meant to be theirs. Li'olam. Omar krom mi kol ashelo misteach uzato. The kol ashelo is metaltalim. Steach uzato we know is karkaot. Okay, so then we're being makish the metaltalim to steach uzato exactly. And therefore, if you're agreed with me that karkaot, you said, makes sense, because of chuzat olam, so then the same thing is true of metatlin. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shlom HaKohanim, okay, understand. Shlom HaKohanim, Kiri Amor. Levim, okay, I understand when you're saying Levim can be machrim, I understand why you say it can be machrim, metatlin. Because you hold it, we're not markish. All right. But I don't understand how you're saying that Levim are able to be machrim the sadot, and the Torah says that they can't be machrim. Says achuzat olam ilayim. So how come they can be machrim? No, I wasn't. Ooh, Rabbi Shimon was never talking about karmi. When Rabbi Shimon said machrimim, he meant they can be machrim et atalim. How can you say that? I mean, did he say for Amar Rebbe? I think Rabbi Yehuda is right when it comes to karka, and I think Rabbi Shimon is right when it comes to betalfin. So obviously, they're arguing across the board, and Rabbi Shimon is arguing even about karka, and Rabbi is saying, "Well, for that, I don't agree with him. I think he's wrong because of achuzat olam." So you see, but karka namikama, no, you misunderstand Rabbi Yochum. I'm Rabbi near in the Rabbi Yehuda. Le Rabbi Shimon bekarkaot. Because Rabbi Shimon himself was known that halakalab elabim metaltalin avam bekarkaot modelo. Om Rabbi Yabarabin ha echerim metaltalin notnan lekoko enchiyirtze. You don't have to give it to a specific coin in the mishmar. You can give it to anybody. Shema kol chem Yisrael lechoyye. Lechoyye is to Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen represents all kohanim. But if he's machrim his sodot, then it has to go to a Kohen in that Mishmar. Shenemar ki steacherem lakoi tiachuzato. So steachuz is compared to steacherem. And there it says lakohen. Lakohen is a word that we find by Gezel Ager. Lakohen means Gezel Ager. And how do you know Gezel Ager has to be dafka to the Mishmar? Oh, the bride that said, La Hashem, La Kohen. What's the pshat? Kana'o Hashem, and gave it to the Kohen, Shabbat Mishmar. You slipped that by me. Atom Re La Kohen, Shabbat Mishmar. How do you know? And you look on Kohen, Shirtze. Because Kisho Mer Milvad Ela Kippurim Asher Yechupar Bo Alav. For when he made a shvua that he didn't owe this ger money. So then clearly it has to be like the Ela Kippurim, which means it's Lakohen Shabbat Mishmar, Katuv Medaber. Soda Hayotza Lakohanim B'Yovel. Notnal Mishmar Shepaga Bo Yovel. Iboelo. How about if Yovel comes on a Shabbos? Which Mishmar do you go according to? The Mishmar Yotzi and the Mishmar Nechles. Man. Omer Kir Barami Mishmei De Ulpana. Notnal Mishmar Yotzi. Omer Nachbar Yitzchak, you can see that from the bright. Mtseita Ata Omer Echad Yovel V'Echad Shviit. End up being at the same moment. Because the Yovel is betchilato, Ela Shah Yovel betchilato, and Shemitah b'sofa. What do you mean, Ela? Adarabba, that's why, Mishamachi. Why do you say Ela? I mean, Mipnei Shah Yovel is Mishamit betchilata. So, Bishleim Shvi'it b'sofa, it says, Beferish. Miketz, Sheba, Shanim, Ta'ase Shemitah. Okay, but Yovel? Betchilato. I thought Yovel comes out of Yom HaKippurim. Dechtiv, b'Yom HaKippurim taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. Amani Rabbi Yishmo ben Hosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokai. The Yom HaKippurim actually chayil. Rosh Hashanah is mi Rosh Hashanah chayil yaitha. Shomar Chizkiya bar Biluto, this nafkemina that Rabbi Barovi made between Metaltalin and Soda is about giving a davka to the Kohanim Shabbat Mishmar. And he went and said it over to Rabbi Avo. With the problem, Lakish metatalin lekarkaot, didn't it say mikol, which is metatalin, misteach uzatavis karka? Nu, he said to him, lafta noi, ikin a makish, vikin a lo makish. That was the machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. So he was going, command yom lo makshinim, what's the problem? Charmei kohanim ein lem pidyon, not nam la kohanim like truma. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, omer, stam charamim go to bed agabayit, shem akol cherim kodesh kodeshim ala Hashem. Chachamim omrim stam charamim lekohanim, because by steachuzah it says it's yotze biyovo ki steacherem lekoyti achuzato. So how do we understand kol chayim kodesh kodeshim el Hashem? To teach me that you can be machrim a korban, that is kachi kachi. V'yal kachim kalim. Machrim et kedo adam et kedo shav, ben kachi kachi ben kachim kalim. So how does that work? If it's a neder, where he's chayav akrayut, notein to him. If it's an adava, so then at least tovatan. What's tovatan? Let's see, guy says, shor ze olam. So then, omdim, how much would a guy who has no chiyav of a korban be willing to pay for the rights to have a korban brought in his name? Even though he's not chayav. Habukor, bein tam, bein ba'amum, also could be makrim. How? V'ketzad podim ato. There your aim made how much a grandfather as a grandson a coin, or an uncle as a nephew a coin, how much would he be willing to pay me to give this bechor to his grandson or to his nephew? Tem bechor zel not a ben mito, or a ben achotom.